right, here we go. It's varsity boys basketball. And Liberty taking on the 6-0 Bunker Eagles. Class 1, state ranked. And they're going to start Brennan Malloy. Brennan Malloy. Braden Radford. Cheaton Quazindo.
Okay.
Yep, Quazindo. And Owen Sanders and Hunter Brewer. Liberty will start Parker Toon, Alex Toon, Gavin Reese, Landon Hines, Drayton Wells. Liberty's going to be a little light on the bench tonight as Liberty is going to be without one starter. Bunker gets the tip, takes it right to the basket. Shot's missed. Liberty comes up with the rebound. Parker Toon goes all the way up and in. Shoots no good. The loose basketball, it's on the floor. It's going to be picked up by Bunker. Bunker will kick it out. Bunker wants to play fast to Raddick. In the corner, shot fake by Radford. Now they'll kick it inside to Sanders. Sanders is going to be fouled, and he'll shoot two.
I thought they're going to get Hines.
Yep.
Landon. Got Landon on the reach in there.
Landon, welcome to varsity basketball. I know you've got a little taste of it, but it's on like Donkey Kong now. First free throw's up and it's in. Owen Sanders, number 15, the shooter. Live video stream going on the Ozark Radio News YouTube channel and OzarkRadioNews.com and the Fox Facebook page. Full court pressure going to be applied by Liberty and turnover. Bunker kicks it into the corner again. Inside, they'll work it to Brewer. Brewer stripped to the basketball by Parker Toon. Parker Toon's going to be picked up by Quazindo. Alex Toon catches. He's going to get jumped. Now they'll kick it into the corner. Here's a three by Hines. In and out, no good. And the rebound pulled down by Brewer.
It looked good.
Yeah,
Landon got a good look.
Yes,
he squared, just couldn't get it to fall.
All around the rim. Bunker with the basketball, high post, looking in, spin move in the paint, up, blocked from behind by Parker Toon, picked up by Reese. Reese feeds it to Parker. It's going to be fouled. He can shoot three. What are they going to do? He ended up passing it.
Yeah, they got to put him on the side.
Yeah. Okay, so the foul's against Calzado. Two to zero, Bunker. Alex Toon to Parker Toon. Parker gives it right back to Alex. Alex out top between the circles. 2-3 matchup zone by Bunker. Bounce pass into the corner. Skip pass across, but it's tipped. And it'll stay with Liberty. These passes here, these skip passes, that zone, you know, you played against it a lot. You want to get it swaying side to side. That's where you find your seam to penetrate, or you get a good look at three.
And like the wings on the zone, they've got really long arms for the Bunker Eagles.
Reese feeds it Alex Toon for three. Hits the rim, no good. And the rebound's going to be pulled by Owen Sanders for Bunker. Malloy, he'll give it off. I look to get it right back, and he does. Malloy picked up by Alex Toon. 2-0. High post. Bounce. Ooh, that could have been taken away. Here's a drive. High off the rim. No good. Rebound. Blocked shot. Out of bounds. It'll stay with Bunker. Wells with the block. The attempt was by Hunter Brewer, 35. Bunker will toss it in on the baseline, Owen Sanders. Sanders feeds it to Malloy. Malloy off the glass for two. 4-0. Bunker. Gavin Reese, here comes the double team. Gets it to Parker Toon. Parker Toon in traffic, pulls up from the elbow. Drains it. 4-2. Bunker. They want a fast-paced game. And that'll be just fine. Nothing wrong with that on a Friday night.
Absolutely.
Here's a three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Hines, and he's fouled. Good job by Landon. And the foul is on Brewer. Now we got a substitution. 25, Landon Lanham checks in for Bunker.
Bunker's full court pressure is pretty good.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Very, very athletic front court.
Hines for three in the corner. It's good. Well, Bunker right now, what they're doing, they're doubling when Alex catches it on the wing, you know, when he gives it up from the point. Set inside Bunker. Nope, I thought a reverse layup. Going to bring it out. Skaggs into the game as well for Bunker. Here's a three from the wing. It's in and out, no good. And the rebound's going to be taken by Bunker on the baseline. Back to the wing. Bounce pass out top. Here's a dribble drive. Leaned in, scoop shot up, and it's good. That's had some English on it,
yeah,
Tyler.
It.
And Alex Thune will bring it across half court. It's going to take it all the way in. Shot up. Wanted a foul. Not going to get it. Good position by Bunker. 6-5 is where we're at on the scoreboard. Bunker up by one. Brennan Malloy. In high post. Kick out to the wing. Here's a three. Up and off the mark. No good. Reese gets the rebound. And kind of could have been a foul right there, you know. But did they call a foul?
Yeah, they did.
Okay. All right. I was going to say, man, that was just took a while to get the whistle to blow. No wind. So Eagles going to have to deal with the pressure that Bunker's going to apply all night long. They want a bunch of possessions. Reese brings it into Parker. Parker now one-on-one. There's the double team. Goes into the backcourt to Alex. Alex gets it across the timeline. Could have been a foul right there. Here's Reese for three. That's up, no good. And the rebound taken by Wells. There you go, Drake.
Yes.
Great things happen when you're 6'7", 6'8", you get it and you attack it.
Yeah, that was a good dish there. And Drayton was in perfect position to just drop step and get it to the rim there.
Now he's going to have to earn it from the free throw line. First shot is no good. And checking back in, number 15 is Owen Sanders for Bunker. 6-0, the Bunker Eagles. Second free throw is good. We're tied up at 6. Liberty JV boys won 55-35. Liberty Lady Eagles won. Can we get the sweep? Be a big win. Be a signature win right here early in the season for the Liberty Eagles. Here's a three from the corner. Good. Count it. Brennan Malloy. Eagles get the double team. Alex Thune crosses the timeline. There's a foul. There you go. That's going to go against J.P. Skaggs. You know, when a team's pressing you, you got to kind of almost have the mentality to attack. You know, if you know that defender's out of position,
yeah,
go right after him.
Yeah, you got to beat him. When he gets out of that position, you got to, you know, attack, get to the other end of the floor, because then, you know, he's playing catch-up with you the whole time. And it's like when Alex Toon's attacking like this, if Landon Hines can get hot from behind the three line, he's going to have an awesome night.
Yes.
Because he's standing out there spotted up, wide open every trip down the floor.
First free throw by Alex Toon is no good. That's a fifth foul here in the first. So Liberty's going to be shooting the double bonus the rest of the way out. Second one by Alex is good. 9-7, 2-point advantage for Bunker. They have the basketball. Working it out top. Bunker's long. You know, they're 6'1", 6'2", 6'3", all across the board.
And they're all athletic and can handle it.
Kind of spreading it out, dipping it in the corner on the baseline. Baseline jumper goes up, no good. Nice rebound for Drayton Wells. Gets to Parker Toon. Bounce pass to Alex Toon. Quick three, popper. In and out, no good. Hines, great job with the rebound. Coming in, but it's out of bounds. Last touch by Landon. He did a really good job coming from that weak side.
Yep.
And was able to get a piece on it. He tried to tap it back out, but everybody couldn't run it down, so it'll be Bunker basketball. 2:23 to go here on the clock in the first. Bunker out top. Works it to the wings. Radford gives it back up out top to Skaggs. Skaggs whips it over to Malloy. Hey, it's a loose ball, but it's picked back up. Now here's a drive. Shot goes up. No good. Tip controlled by Bunker and tipped back in by Owen Sanders.
Bunker's beating Liberty on the glass right now. Offensive rebounds have been big for Bunker Eagles.
Parker Toon puts a three up. It's no good. Out of bounds. And it's going to stay with Liberty. Rod Gorbin, who coached at Rogersville for a long time and did a stint in Houston, now at Bunker. Had a good team last year. Reese catches. Feeds it to Alex Toon. Back to Reese. High post. Wells. He turns around, faces the rim, shoots, no good. Rims out. And it's picked up by Bunker. 1:37 to go in the first. 11-7. There's a foul on Hines, his second. You're out of the coach. Everybody's like, what are you doing? You're way out of position to try and get a stop. So Bunker tosses it in. They'll set out by the circle. Malloy off to Radford. Now Radford out top, picked up by Alex Toon. He'll spin it back to Skaggs. Skaggs bounces opposite side to Malloy. Malloy goes in, back out. They're kind of running a high-low against Liberty's matchup zone. But they're doing it from the corner.
Yeah.
Here's a spin pass, give and go. Underneath shot up, high floater. No good. Weak side rebound. Good. And a foul. I mean, you know, they're running a high-low. Parker Toon picks up his first. And that will put Hunter Brewer at the line. He's going to shoot two. Rob Brown was a big proponent, big fan of that high-low. He had different versions and varieties of it. First free throw's no good. And that is a way to crack a 2-3 zone. You find different angles to start it. Second one's no good. Hines with the rebound. He'll pitch it over to Parker Toon. Parker Toon gets it to Alex Toon. Liberty will reset under a minute to go. 11-7. Reese to Hines. Hines. Parker Toon. Shot fake. Pulls up. Short jumper in. Nice job, Liberty. Showed some patience. Got a good look. Got a shot. Set it to two. Here's a three. Top speed. That's going to be short. And it's going to be run down by Liberty. Chance to tie it with 25. Reese back to Alex Toon. Shot put up. No good. Gavin should have attacked. Here comes Bunker. Back out the top. Tipped by Parker. Picked up by Malloy. 10 seconds to go. Malloy looks to drop. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Shot fake. Shot doesn't fall. Another rebound for Liberty. And a shot put up at half court, no good by Parker Toon. So, after one quarter of play, Bunker 11, Liberty 9. We'll take a break, come back in 60 seconds. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
The Bank of Birch Tree, branch of the Alton Bank, has your banking needs covered, from personal and business accounts, home and auto loans, and they love to get involved in the local communities. When you bank with the Bank of Birch Tree, you are going to see familiar faces you know and trust, and you have confidence of banking at a locally owned bank. Stop by the Bank of Birch Tree, a branch of Alton Bank, to see what they can do for you. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender, Highway 60 and FF in Birch Tree.
All right, welcome back. 11-9. Well, Tyler, here you go. You know, you're playing the state ranked team that's 6-0. They're good. They're legit. You weathered that first quarter storm. Now, from your experience, your days, your mind's a little clearer, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. This now it's time to kind of settle down, settle into your offense, get some screens, get some ball movement, and just get some good shots. I mean, the up and down is going to be there all night. Both teams want to get out and run.
Yeah.
So just kind of settle in and get some good looks.
Everybody gets it inside, it won't fall, and it's going to be picked up by Bunker. Bunker now with numbers, spreading the floor, drive. Shot goes up, no good. Rebound again. Skip pass out top. Here's a three off the rim, no good. Wells gets the rebound, and he's fouled. And
four rebounds for Drayton early in the second quarter so far.
That foul is against Owen Sanders, his first. We reset with the fouls. Where are you listening from tonight? You can text us or let us know. Reese tossed it. And I think last touch by Parker. Kind of a and hit Bunker, was tipped off Bunker, but last touch by Parker.
And ended in a Liberty turnover.
Yeah, that's not what we really were shooting for. Bunker keeps it out top, passes it around. Good ball move by Bunker. They're feeding it inside. Reverse layup, tipped around, and put back up. No good, tipped around. Wells will gather it up, gets it to Reese. Reese will bring it down the floor. Gets it between the circles. Now feeds it off left side. Parker. Parker back to Reese. And tipping it to Hines. That was a little bit behind him.
Yeah, I would have liked to have seen Gavin go ahead and shoot that. I mean, he's right there on the wing.
Yeah. 6:43 to go in the first half, 11-9. A lot of people was expecting a lot of points, and that still could happen. Bounce pass. Caught by Sanders. Sanders at the elbow. Now rolls it down to the baseline. There's a kick out. Here's a three. Hits the rim, no good. Wells with the rebound. Wells finds Parker. Parker Toon looks to make a move. Skips it across. Hines kicks it out. Alex Toon for three. Hits the rim, no good. Picked up by Malloy. Malloy gives off to Lozondo, and he gets two. 13-9. 4-point lead for the Bunker Eagles. Alex Toon. Gavin Reese. Reese gets it to Parker Toon. Parker Toon looks to drive in. There's the collapse. Here's an open three. Boom! Count it. Gavin Reese. You can tell from up here, you know, Bunker is they're trying to take away Parker and Alex.
Yeah. And they're doing a really good job at taking away the drive. Liberty needs to knock down some outside shots to kind of open those driving lanes back up.
Turnaround jumper, no good. Again, that's Wells with forcing that shot to be redirected. Alex Toon, Landon Hines can't hang on to it. Liberty turns it over. Again, Liberty with a pretty thin bench. I'm sure the plan is to, you know, if you can keep Liberty's dish down 1-13-12, keep it really well. I was speaking of the young man that's going to come in, Cooper Holden. I think that, you know, Coach kind of wanted to maybe save him until the second half.
Yeah.
He's got four quarters, though, so.
Yeah, and it's kind of like what we were talking about. If this does go into extras, you know, he didn't play in that first
quarter.
That's right. So, we should be good.
Yeah.
here on out. Blocked shot. Wells picked up by Holden off to Parker. That's his fifth block already. Parker Toon's going to drive in. Shot goes up. In and a foul. What a move. What a play. It's a good finish there by Parker Toon.
Yeah, right there, Coach Harrell, man. He's, you know, Landon aggravated that he had to come out, but, you know, a good coach. He's being positive with his player, telling him he's all right. He's going to get back out there. The old-fashioned three, ooh, won't fall. So it's a 14-13 ball game. Liberty by one, and a blocking foul is going to be called on Gavin Reese. That's his first, and that's going to put Braden Radford at the line. He'll shoot two. 4:44 on the clock here in the first half. First shot, no good. Hits the back iron and bounces straight back. You know, last game, Liberty did, we did. Donovan, I believe. Mm-hmm. Well, Liberty shot the lights out.
Yes, they did.
Second free throw, and then to tie it up, Radford pulls the trigger, and we're knotted up at 14. Now Bunker will back off their press, pick Liberty up in the half court. Oh, there's another open three look for Reese. Rebound, Parker. Oh, he can't get the foot back right in front of the rim. Gathered up by Bunker. Malloy brings it down the floor, leans in, kicks it out, picked up by Radford. Radford goes in. Nice move by Radford as he attacks the rack. 16-14, Bunker. Alex Toon, Gavin Reese, high post, kick out. Parker, he'll get passed across. Gavin with the look, gives it up to Holden. Holden will bring it out. That's a good move by Holden. Now we'll reset. Alex to Holden, back to Toon. Now Parker Toon. Parker goes high post to Wells, to Reese, back to Parker, off to Alex, set shot for three. They're not falling.
Good ball movement there by Liberty.
Fantastic.
It's going to get some shots to fall here.
Bunker back out top. Malloy works it to the wing. He'll get it right back. Screen set out top. Malloy zips it back across. Rolling it inside. Caught by Sanders. Sanders backing them in. He'll give it up. Here's a fadeaway on the baseline. No good. Rebound Parker Toon. Nice pass to Alex Toon. Bounces it to Holden. Holden to Wells.
Boom! From the free throw line. Attaboy, big boy.
That's what we need right there. Ties up to 16. Back inside. The one-hand floater off the glass for Malloy is good. Bunker answers right back. 18-16. Just under 3 minutes to go in the half. Alex Toon. Gets it to Reese. Reese at the wing on the right side. Brings it out top to Parker. Parker between the circles. Gets it to Alex. Alex right back to Parker. Parker looks to drive in. Steps back for three. Hits the rim. No good. Gets his own rebound. Goes up. Shot's blocked. Picked up by Wells. Wells in front of the basket. Goes up and in. Drayton Wells. Ties it up at 18. Bunker brings it the other direction. Kick out. Radford. Now toss it in the corner to Malloy for three. It's good.
Now we're kind of getting into a back-and-forth deal here.
21-18, 2:05 to go in the half. Bunker with the lead, Liberty with the basketball. Alex Toon, Parker Toon. Reese for three. Hits the rim.
Oh,
no, hit the wire is what it did. So Bunker basketball, 1:55 to go.
Hines back in for Holden.
Coach is like, what do you think of that? He's like, Coach, it's really fast. It's fast.
He played well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he made some good decisions right there.
Bunker with the basketball. Radford. Now they'll feed it to Sanders. Sanders at the elbow. Gets it inside. 3 seconds, you know, could be an issue again. There's a steal by Parker. Parker Toon to Alex Toon. Alex Toon back to Parker Toon for three. It's good. And we're tied up at 21 with 1:18 to go in the half. Top of the key, Skaggs for Bunker. Works it to Radford. Radford right back to Skaggs. Bunker spreads the floor nicely. Now see if they get into the high and low. See right here, they're shifting into it. What angle are they going to take? That's where they've had their most success. Down to 50 seconds. Liberty staying in their 2-3. Out top is both tunes. On the bottom, you've got Reese and Wells. There's a toss into the corner. It's caught. Here's a baseline pull-up jumper off the rim. No good. Tipped by Reese. He'll get credit for the rebound to Wells. Alex Toon takes it. One-hander. No good. And Parker Toon gets the rebound and the putback. 23-21. 12 seconds to go in the half. Bunker with the basketball. Oh, backcourt. Yes. Hit the line. There's a steal by timeout. Liberty will get the timeout.
Yeah, I think he was out and called it.
Did he call
it? I called it out of bounds.
Oh, okay.
He hit the line.
It was a backcourt back then.
Yeah, it was. He kind of lost the ball whenever it hit. It was on the other side.
Yeah, yeah. 5 seconds to go. Bunker with the basketball. Stolen! And from half court, good. So, at the half, Liberty leads Bunker 23-21. Folks, we got a dandy one going on here at the Nest, and you've got 10 minutes to come and grab a seat and watch the second half. We're coming back with first half stats in 2 minutes. It's Eagle Basketball on the Fox.
Livestream is brought to you by TNT Wi-Fi and KMJ Auctions. Stick around. There's more Liberty Eagles basketball coming up on the Fox 96.9.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
Does anyone know where Santa is?
Santa!
Have you seen Santa? I found his sleigh, but he's nowhere to be seen. Hey, there he is. Why is Santa driving a Bailey SUV?
Ho, ho!
This is John Bailey of Bailey Chevrolet GMC in beautiful downtown Willow Springs. Come see for yourself why Santa loves our SUVs. And together, let's drive.
sideline sponsors for tonight's game include Mountain View Lumber, Champs Fitness, and Dave's Auto Service. Now back to the game.
All right, welcome back. Well, Tyler, 23-21. Looking at the scoring for Bunker, Brendan Malloy with 12, Braden Radford with 3, Cheaton Lozando with 2, and Owen Sanders with 4. For Liberty, Parker Toon with 11, Alex Toon with just 1, Gavin Reese 3, Landon Hines 3, and Drayton Wells with 5. Liberty was outscored in the first 11-9, but Liberty outscored Bunker in the second 14-10. Liberty's got 5 turnovers. Bunker's got 4. Good half.
It was a good half. Like we were talking before we went back, came back on here, Parker Toon's kind of been the lifeline of this Liberty ball team here in this first half. Like you said, he's got 11 of the 23, and he's got 5 rebounds. 3 of them were offensive.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he's crashing the boards. He's got a couple steals. Drayton Wells also, he's up into 6 rebounds, 4 block shots already, 5 block shots.
Yeah.
But kind of what we're getting into on the defensive end of the game, on the defensive side of the floor, is when Drayton's going to block those shots, there's so many rebounders that are crashing the boards that kind of puts him out of position.
Yeah.
So they're able to get they've been cleaning up on the offensive glass here on us in that second quarter to kind of get them back into that game.
Yeah. Well, tonight Liberty is without Braden Mays. We'll find out more, when he'll be back, but it could be just a short stint. We're not sure. But, Liberty is just a little bit thin-handed. But, hey, Landon Hines, hasn't been a starter.
Yeah.
We're just, this is our fourth game, but, got to start tonight, 3 points. Landon has got so much athletic ability, and he's fast, and he can jump. And he's had a good start to this game. Cooper Holden, I believe, is a freshman.
He is a freshman, and Cooper, as the farther this year goes on, Cooper's going to start playing a bigger role.
Yeah.
And it's just like the minutes he got here in the first half. When he comes off the floor, Coach Harrell can look at him and say, I put you in for your first varsity experience, and I haven't lost any ground.
Yeah.
We weren't any worse because you were there. So, I mean, it also builds up confidence for Cooper, also builds confidence for Coach Harrell that says, hey, whenever I need him, he's going to be a factor in this ball game.
Well, we got a 23-21 ball game, and both teams do not have a loss on the season as of yet. But one will when it's all said and done. We'll be back in 3.5 minutes with the second half. 23-21, Liberty.
You've been wanting to install skylights in your home. Well, that limb hanging over the roof is one ice storm or wind gust away from making that a reality, though probably not what you had in mind. Casey's Tree Service is bonded and insured. They can remove the limb or the whole tree. It'll save a call to the construction company.
Hi, it's Casey. Give me a call today for your free estimate.
Casey's Tree Service, taking care of your family tree. Call 417-247-1180.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that because we've put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
See your shelter insurance agent Andrea McNew in Mountain View.
Need to know weather now on today's hit music, 96.9 The Fox.
Hope you're having a great Friday night. Your forecast is calling for some chances of rain and a low of 40. Tomorrow, more rain, 51. Cloudy and 40 on Saturday night. Sunday, sunny and 60. Monday, rainy and 62. Tuesday, sunny and 54. You need more weather? It's simple. Just go to OzarkRadioNews.com.
City.
The Part City Auto Parts Holiday Gift Guide is here. For the do-it-yourselfer on your list, save $20 on a Power Torque 248-piece mechanics tool set. Or let them choose what they want most with a Part City Auto Parts gift card. Visit Part City Auto Parts or PartCityAuto.com.
Your local Part City Auto Parts is Mountain View Auto Parts, 5th Street in Mountain View.
Part City.
All right, welcome back. 23-21 is where we're at the half. Liberty leading Bunker. And I do believe Liberty will get the basketball.
We were talking. I think, you know, like if you were just tuning in or you just walked into this gym right now and looked at the scoreboard at the half, you would think we were playing a
fair.
A slowdown game. But there's been
it's been up and down,
and I'm you know, both teams have just squandered some possessions.
Yeah.
And but I mean this second half, I mean, they could score 40 points in the second half pretty
easily. Oh yeah. I mean they could score 30 in a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
So Bunker will have basketball to start this second half, and Malloy will have it out top. Works it. Radford. Now it looks like they're going to try and play a little isolation, get some separation, do some driving. There's a loose basketball, jump ball. Landon Hines. Liberty will get it. Nice job, Landon. So, out, and again, I'm, you know, Bunker was really trying to press early.
Yeah, and they kind of fall back into a half-court set here.
Yep. Reese catches. Reese now top of the key. Whips it over to Alex. At the wing. Alex Toon will bring it out top. He'll roll it over to the opposite wing to Parker. Parker brings it back to Alex. Caught by Reese. Reese high post to Wells. Wells back out to Alex. Here comes Reese with the drive. Gets the double team. Brings it back out to Alex. Alex will reset. Parker Toon catches. He'll hold. Brings it back to Alex Toon. Off to Reese. Reese at the wing. High post. Wells. Wells gets jumped with the double team. Gives it up. Gets it right back. Short jumper. Ooh. Falls off the front of the rim. Parker Toon with the rebound. Goes up and in and a foul. Parker Toon from that weak side. Got the rebound and chance for an old-fashioned three.
Two big offensive boards there by Parker.
Ooh, and that is foul number three on Hunter Brewer. So Brewer will come out and Landon Lanahan checks in. Actually, Bunker's played seven. Lanahan Skaggs. The old-fashioned three is good. 26-21, Liberty. Just under 7 minutes to go here in the third. Radford to Malloy. Rosando now. They'll work it back out top, box to the wing. Side to side. Now they get it down to the low block on the baseline, looking, spinning. Shot put up. High arcing shot is good. That was a good bucket for Radford. Alex Toon bounces it to Reese. Reese brings it back to Alex. Landon Hines catches. Gets it to Alex. Alex gets it into the corner to Reese. Reese skips it across to Hines. Hines behind the volleyball line. Finds Parker Toon. And...
oh, they got Drayton on the...
away from the ball, throwing an elbow. What? And that's his first.
Yeah, he said, well, he hit him in the face. Whoop, the kid's 5'9", Jordan the 6'5 kid.
Yeah. Bunker zips it into the corner. Looking for a lane. There's a high post. Shot fake. Kicks back out to Radford. Radford, front of the rim, goes up. No good. Rebound, though, is going to be taken by Bunker. Radford catches again. Brings it back to the wing. Here's a drive. Kick off to the opposite corner. Lanaham. Taken away. Alex Toon drives in. Leans high off the glass. Can't get it to go. Too high off the glass. Radford's going to push it down the floor. Leans in and a foul. That's going to be on Drayton Wills, his second. So at the line, shooting two, Drayton Radford. 26-23, Liberty. Radford's going to try and change that right here. Hits the first one. Second free throw on the way. Clock is stopped with 5:20 on it. 1-point ball game. 26-25, Liberty. 2-3 matchup zone by Bunker. Reese kicks it over to Alex Toon. Right back to Reese. Inside, Parker Toon gets it to roll home. 28-25. Bunker trailing Liberty with the basketball. Radford, top of the key. Right wing. Brings it right back to Radford. Radford will roll it over to Malloy. Malloy goes high post to Sanders. Give and go. Liberty does a good job defensively shutting it down. Shot put up, no good. And picked up by Liberty. Parker Toon goes up, front of the rim. Two more. 30-25 Liberty. 4:22 to go in the third. Right side, Radford. To the left side, rolls it down to the corner in the baseline on the left side. Down to the low block. Shot goes up. Blocked by Wells. And he picks it up, and he hands it to Parker Toon. Parker Toon. Gavin Reese, back to Parker Toon. Off to Alex Toon. Under 4 minutes now here in the third. 30-25, Liberty. Reese, Wells, back to Alex Toon. Reese brings it out top. Parker Toon. Parker Toon sends it back over to Reese. Alex Toon for three, off the mark. And here's a long pass down the floor. Bunker on the fast break. Shot goes up and a foul. That's going to be on Alex Toon. Alex, get a little shot.
He's
not falling.
He's getting a little frustrated, but
you just got to keep shooting,
yeah,
Alex. You know,
got to keep shooting and really concentrate on the other aspects of the game, rebounding, and just being a point guard. You know, if your shot's not falling, facilitate that ball. You know, kick it around. Find the open man.
First free throw is good. Yeah, I mean, they're going to fall. I mean, it's not, you can't make them all.
No.
I mean, you got to think that you can, but they're not all going to fall. Now, Bunker's going to put the pressure back on Liberty, and Liberty throws it away. 30-27. And the substitution checking in is Jayton Skaggs, 24. He checks in for Landon Lonahan. Malloy with the basketball. He gives it up. Works it to the corner. Down to the baseline. Caught by Radford. brings it inside. Spin move, shot up, and that's going to be three on Wells.
And that's in this quarter.
And this, yeah, that's right. So now if you're Liberty, what do you do?
You got
first
your
one's no good.
Yeah, I'm gonna say you just gotta go small.
That necessarily might not be a good thing though. Second free throw is up and it's good. 30-28, Liberty. Hines gets it to Toon. Alex to Parker Toon. Oh, and there's a steal. Now on the baseline. Oh, that's a walk. Yes. You can hop once.
Yep.
You can't hop twice. That's hopscotch. So, again, the pressure now is going to be applied by Bunker. Reese, he brings it down the floor, gets it to Parker, two for three, hits the rim, no good, picked up by Bunker. Bunker's going to push it down the floor, goes up and in, count it, two more, and we're tied up at 30. 2:27 to go. Reese has it knocked away from behind, out of bounds, it'll stay with Liberty. Still 2:22 on the clock in the third. Feed it inside to Wells. Wells brings it out to Alex. Alex Toon backs up behind the volleyball line. Liberty will shift. Reese, left wing, uses the dribble, now rolls it back over to Alex Toon. Reese catches. Ooh, I thought he was going to take it. Back out to Alex Toon. Here's a three. Good. Feed it to him again.
Right. Shoot every one of them like he's going to make it.
Yep. Bunker at the other end, top of the key. Now they'll peel it off to Malloy. Malloy gives it up. High post, it's free throw line. Turnover. And, oh, Evan had it for a second, and when he went to dribble, it went off the foot of Malloy, but it went back and hit his hand and goes out of bounds. So it'll be Bunker basketball. 33-30, Liberty. Kick out in the corner. Wide open three. Rims out, no good. That's going to be four on Wells. And that will get Brian Thompson into the ballgame. Well, Brian, this is a lot different than JV. It's a lot faster. This is why you're asked to run all those wind sprints, you know, and line drills. And at the line, Jayton Skaggs makes the first one. Chance to cut it to one. 1:28 to go in the third. Liberty. And Skaggs does that. 33-32. Reese. Parker Toon. Well, there's a lot of hands on Parker.
Oh, yeah.
We're not getting any, you know, there's no whistle. Gavin Reese for three. Rims out, no good. Landon Hines gets a piece on it. Can't pull it down. There's a drive. He's out of control. That should not be on Liberty. But it is. Yep, and that's going to be on Brian Thompson, and that's going to put Bunker at the free throw line. Skaggs going to shoot a couple more. He just made two, and he misses that one. 1:07 to go in the third. 33-32 is your score. I know it's not been, there's not a lot of points on the scoreboard, but by no means has it been a slow contest.
No.
33-33. Parker Toon goes up, shoots, oh, from the rim, can't get it to go, gets the rebound, has his shot blocked. Alex Toon picks it up. Kicks it to Landon Hines. He puts a three up. That's no good. Radford pulls it down. He's going to bring it down the floor. That's
There you go, Alex. That's what I was talking about. Kind of get in the rhythm, the other aspects of the ball game. Alex did a really good job there on the defensive end.
50 seconds to go in the third, tied up at 33. Full court pressure. Reese gets it to Alex Toon. Toon gives it right back. Parker Toon catches. Alex Toon rolls it over. Reese to Parker Toon in traffic. Spinning jumper.
Good.
35-33, 30 seconds to go. Bunker now with the ball. Liberty with the lead. Malloy is kind of pull things out. They're going to go for the last shot.
Take their chances with 8 minutes in the fourth. Of course, Liberty's big man, Drayton Wells, 4 fouls, 5 points.
Looking for a move. There's a kick out. Here's a block shot by Gavin Reese. Throws one up at the buzzer, no good. So
it's a good defensive stand right there for the last possession.
35-33, Liberty after three. Coming back in 60 seconds. It's Eagle basketball on the Fox.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. Do you need a place to store your things? Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
All right, welcome back. 35-33, after three, 8 minutes is on the clock as we head to the fourth. So it will be Brian Thompson, Parker Toon, Alex Toon, Gavin Reese, Landon Hines. For Bunker, they'll go with their starters, Malloy, Radford, Lazendo, Sanders, and is Brewer out there? Yes, 35, Brewer is on the floor. So they come back with their starting five. And Bunker will have the basketball to start the fourth. Malloy. High post, Sanders. Inside, Lehner up. And it's going to be a foul on Thompson. It's going to be his second. First free throw is no good. Hunter Brewer at the line. And now Thompson's going to come off and back in Drayton Wells. Second free throw is up and it's good. 1 point ball game. Bunker with pressure. Alex Toon. Gets it across the timeline, feeds it to Reese. Reese gets it to Hines. Hines back to Reese. High post, Wells. Wells brings it out to Parker Toon. Parker skips it across. Landon Hines for three. It won't fall. Picked up by Malloy. Malloy stops the key. Leans in, pulls back, shoots, and scores. Bunker by one. 36-35.
Tough shot.
Yep.
Tough to guard.
Reese, Alex Toon. Tipped, it goes out of bounds, and it'll be Liberty basketball. Alex that time drove it in deep, went to roll it over to Wells, and it was knocked away. Gavin Reese will inbound, toss it into the corner to Alex Toon. Alex Toon will bring it out. That's a foul, man. There's a shot put up. It won't fall, and it's going to be rebounded by Bunker. There's a drive, shot up, in, and the foul.
Going the other way. Stars.
Oh, it's a Stars. Oh, okay. My bad.
It's kind of a delay in the call there.
Liberty brings it in. Alex Toon catches. He'll give it up to Reese. Reese back to Toon and timeout. Yeah.
He got a timeout before.
Yeah. And again, that's just inexperience right there, you know.
Yeah.
When you get it, if they're pressing and you're open and you catch it and you just wait for the defense, you're doing it a favor.
Yeah.
So timeout, and we'll take one as well. 36-35, Bunker. It's Eagle basketball on the Box 96.9.
Are you shopping for a new vehicle, side-by-side camper, or motorcycle? Give Able Insurance a call for coverage. How about your current insurance? Have you got a new quote lately? Able Insurance has so many companies to choose from, so they are able to save you money. For your home, farm, business, auto, and recreational vehicles, we are able to serve, and able to save you money. Give Able Insurance a call today at 934-0128 or stop by 507 North Elm in Mountain View.
Welcome back. Liberty turns it over, and then a foul at the other end. That's going to go on Gavin Reese. Gavin wasn't going to give up the layup. So, at the line, Braden Radford shooting two. He'll stretch it out to three. First one is up, and it's good. .634 on the clock. Bunker now up by two. They've outscored Liberty. Second one's no good. Rebound goes to Parker Toon. Bunker up by two. Alex Toon. Parker Toon. Back to Alex Toon. I post the free throw line. Wells works. Work it to Reese. Reese pulls up, 10-footer, won't fall, loose ball. Wells with the rebound, he's fouled, and Drayton Wells to the line to shoot two.
Attaboy.
And that's going to be a foul on Owen Sanders, his second. First free throw's good. 1 point ball game. 37-36. Chance to tie it up. Drayton Wells does just that. 37 off. 6 minutes to go in regulation. Bunker with the basketball. Malloy out top. High post Sanders. Sanders puts it on. Ooh. Puts it on the floor. Gives it up to Radford. Radford dishes it off. Shot put up no good. Rebound Liberty. Alex Toon feeds it off to Gavin Reese. Reese top of the key between the circles. Left side, Parker Toon. Parker Toon, Alex Toon for three more. Count it.
Shoot or shoot.
Well, how they didn't fall in the first half, mate, you know, they might fall for Alex here in the second. Timeout taken by Bunker. 40-37, 5:21 to go. You're listening. the Liberty basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Hey, high school students, did you know that you can dual enroll? You can enroll and take college classes while you're in high school and get a head start on your college degree at Southwest Baptist University's Mountain View campus. Dual enrollment class credit hour rates are around half the price of regular classes, so you'll jumpstart your education and save money. Get your college education started now at SBU Mountain View. Need more information? Call SBU Mountain View at 417-934-2999.
All right, welcome back. 5:21 is what we've got on the clock. I'm Gary Lee alongside Tyler Channing, Ricky Smith running the camera for the live video stream. And so Bunker will have the basketball, but we've got something going on at the scorer's table. They may be trying to eject Chris T. Reese. Bunker tosses it in. Malloy catches. Malloy takes the baseline, spins, turns. Shot put up no good, but Bunker is able to get the rebound. They'll get it back to Malloy. Malloy and Radford are the two studs for Bunker. And out top is Radford. He catches. Gives it up. Gets it right back. Gets it to Malloy. Now they roll it inside. The one-handed. Boy, that's a pretty shot by Sanders. And it's a one-point ball game. 40-39. Alex Toon will cross the timeline. Gives it up to Reese. Parker Toon gets the double team. Goes in. And there's a foul. I'm telling you. I'm a homer. But Parker is getting pawed a lot.
Yeah, they're hanging off. Anytime he's driving off that wing, they're just hanging off of him. And that's literally the only time that it's been called.
Liberty then down to Toon. Parker kisses it in for two more. 4:27, a big block Chevy. 42-39, Liberty. State ranked. Bunker Eagles with the basketball. Top of the key. Shot fake. Now he's going to take it. Hits the rim. No good. And that'll be a foul on Parker.
Parker's going to get that one.
That'll be his second team foul, number four. So Bunker will be shooting the double bonus.
Here on. So you're four minutes left in this, and you're going to.
And Bunker will be bringing it in on their baseline. They float it up. Top of the cylinder, two more for Sanders. And it's a 42-41 ball game, and Coach Rod Gorman
wants a 30-second.
He wants a timeout. We'll keep it here. So, you know, now Liberty's hanging on to a one-point advantage, and it's you can kind of, again, nothing's changed what Bunker is trying to do. You know, stop Parker, shut Alex down. So I've always been a big believer in decoys, you know. I mean, but they're your big guns,
yeah,
too, you know.
Yeah, you're going to have the big, you know, you call them the big three, between Reese and the Platoons.
Yeah.
One, if not two of the three.
Yeah.
Really need to do something here down the stretch.
All right.
Kind of set this apart.
Liberty brings it in, full court pressure. Reese gets it to Parker Toon across the timeline. Parker will give it up to Alex. Back to Reese, high post. Wells, Reese for three. Get in there. It won't fall. And it'll be a foul on Fladen. behind his third, and it's going to be one and two shots.
Team foul number. Okay, that's okay. What they were doing.
That's what they were looking at.
Yeah.
Was the team foul?
All right. There you go, Christy. 42-41. Christy, even the type that would go down there and say, wait. Bunker trailing Liberty by one with the basketball. Malloy, they get it back inside, shot put up and in. And that's Sanderson. See, now Liberty's a little bit handicapped. Guarding the rim, Wells with four fouls. 1 point lead for Bunker, 43-42. Reese at the wing, brings it Alex Toon. Alex Toon back to Reese. Reese gets it to Hines. Wells catches at the elbow, brings it back out to Reese. Under 3 minutes to go. Tip basketball. Reese runs it back down. Finds Parker Toon. Parker Toon. Turn around. Jumper. Good. Wow. 44-43. Liberty with the lead. Bunker with the basketball. 2:40 on the clock. It to Malloy. Malloy will kick it out on the baseline. Back out top. Spins it back off to Malloy for three. Hits the rim. No good. Rebound taken. Oh, by Toon, but taken away. The one-hand floater. Good. What a Sanders. Man, he is, he is floating that thing up high and getting it to roll. 45-44. Bunker by one. Timeout.
It's like a title fight.
It is, man. I love it. This is the berries right here. We're going to take a timeout as well. We'll come back in 30. Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Yeah, he's kind of jamming on.
All right, welcome back. 45-44, Bunker with the lead. Here's how this game has went so far. 11-9 after one, Bunker. At the half, 23-21, Liberty. After three, 35-33, Liberty. Now it's 45-41, Bunker. This has been a tight 45-44.
I think Liberty got up by five there in that third.
Yes.
And that's been the biggest lead of either side.
Alex Parker Toon for three is going to be off the mark. Rebound Sanders. Sanders takes it across the timeline, and Bunker will set up their offense. Radford. Under 2 minutes to go. Liberty needs a stop right here. Bunker's going to pull the air out. Liberty's going to stay in their zone, but they played well. This is here's a three. Good for Malloy. And a foul away from the ball against Bunker. Again, and Alex Toon had the ball on the other side of the floor, but they fouled Parker, tried to deny him to get in position, and that's two fouls on Radford now. Alex Toon gets it to Gavin Reese. Gavin Reese leans in, shoots.
Oh, stars. We call the stars, we call the block.
Yeah. So, yeah, two different calls.
Coach Harrell is not happy.
So now Liberty's going to kind of extend their defense. But, again, the length of Bunker, two good guards. They get it inside to Brewer. Brewer rolls it back over to Radford. Now they'll get it out top to Malloy. 48-44. 70 seconds to go. Bunker
Loose basketball, and timeout. Bunker, they'll keep possession. And right now, Coach Harrell fights for his team. 1:03 to go. 4-point advantage for Bunker. And Bunker has, you know, has really taken advantage of the four fouls on Drake Rose.
They've isolated their post, probably four of the last five trips.
Well, Owen Sanders has got 2, 4, 6, 8 points, you know.
Yeah, just in the fourth.
Yeah.
After Drayton picked up his fourth, he's having to play not aggressive.
Yeah.
And they've exploited it.
And again, Liberty playing shorthanded, you know, tonight. Bench is pretty thin on the varsity side. Bunker tossed it into the backcourt. They get it to Malloy. Malloy working against Reese. High post, kick out, under a minute to go. And Liberty's going to have to go for a steal or the foul. There's the guy you want to foul.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, got a walk. Oh, got a walk.
So, 47 seconds to go. You don't need a three. You just need a bucket.
Yeah, you gotta have a score.
Yeah. There's the double team on Parker. Parker in traffic goes up, and he's going to shoot two. So Parker Toon goes to the line with 37 seconds.
Getting a little hostile in here.
Yeah. Oh, this is, it gets no better than this right here. This is, first one's so good. So Parker will get a second. So, Bunker has outscored Liberty 15-9 here in the fourth. So, one shot, Parker Toon, to make it a 3-point game, a one possession game. It's up. Oh, and he misses them both. Bunker gets it across the timeline. There's the foul. Alex Toon will pick up his second. And Bunker will step up to the line. Rosado at the line. Makes the first one. That may do it right there. The two possessions, 29 seconds. Wells comes out. Thompson comes in. And he steps over the line. So it's still a two-possession game, 29 seconds to go.
49-44.
Reese races down the floor, top of the key. Gets to Parker Toon. Parker Toon goes up and gets it to roll in. Two more. 21 seconds and a 3-point ball game. Liberty with the timeout. It's a 60. We'll take one as well. It's Liberty basketball on 96.9 The Fox.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes. But a busted pipe and a basement full of water?
Honey, I think we need a plumber.
He's a little out of his league. That's where a homeowner's policy from Shelter Insurance comes in handy. We'll help get your house back in order and your husband back to what he does best.
See your Shelter Insurance agent, Andrea McNew, in Mountain View.
All right, 21 seconds is what we've got. It's a 49-46 ball game. Bunker up by three, and they have the basketball. And here comes Bunker. They get it to Malloy. He's fouled and will shoot two. That's going to be on Parker Toon. That's his third. Hines and Thompson will check in. First one is good. Seconds to go. Second one is up, and it's good. He makes them both. That'll pretty much do it. Alex Toon dives in. The one-hander is good. And it's 48-51. 10 seconds to go. Liberty uses their, I think that's their final timeout. No, looks like they got three left. But then again, we don't know if they're keeping track of that.
Right.
But we'll keep it here. 51-48. Good ball game, you know.
Oh, it's been a good one.
And, again, you know, Liberty holding their own shorthanded. So, very promising for Eagle Nation out there.
Yeah, it's good to be tested. Right before, you know, going into the Liberty tournament, we can kind of get our bearings back to us.
Yeah. Well, get health, you know, get your.
Yeah.
Get your varsity back intact, you know, where you can roll with it. There's Mr. Tharp. He's seen enough, hasn't he? He knows. Ten seconds.
Need a turnover right here.
A turnover and a new age four-point play would be pretty cool.
That'd be all right.
Yeah. That would be pretty cool. A four-point play. And they bring it in, and there's the foul. And that's going to put Malloy back at the line. He's perfect. He hasn't missed a free throw yet. One, two, three, four, he's 5 of 5. Foul is on Alex Toon, his third. 8.8 seconds to go. First one's no good. Now, if you're Bunker, you just let Liberty go down and shoot. You just let him shoot it.
If he makes it. If he doesn't make it.
Even if he, I mean, it'd be a
3-point game.
So he makes it. Alex Toon gets it to Parker. Parker throws one up. No good. And the foul.
Good. Yeah.
Landon Hines with the foul. And that will send Jayton Skaggs to the line. And, I mean, Liberty's going to come up short here, their first loss, but you just really got to like Liberty's chances, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you put a state-ranked team to the wall. I mean, you know, you put them to the test.
Yep. So your final, 54-48. It was far closer than that, ladies and gentlemen. Far closer. We will take a break. And we'll come back and we'll go through game stats. Eagle basketball on the Fox 96.9.
The weather is always changing from hot to cold, cold to hot, and there comes a time when your HVAC unit just can't do it anymore. Call Current Incorporated. They service and sell conventional HVAC systems, mini splits, and even geothermal. If you want to make your HVAC unit last and continually perform well, talk to Current about their Comfort Club. HVAC, one of the many services offered by Current Incorporated. Current is always looking for skilled HVAC professionals to add to their growing team. If this sounds like you, give them a call today.
A lot has changed over the years, from the way cars are made to the tools and technology to fix them. But one thing has stayed the same. When you need body work done right, you take your vehicle to Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View. They are the best. If you need a place to store your things, Greg's has storage units as well. Greg's Body Shop in Mountain View, your trusted body shop in Mountain View for 46 years and counting.
And welcome back. What a ball game. Liberty, though, comes up short, 54-48, but it was a tight one here at the Nest tonight. Going through the scoring for Bunker, Malloy had 19, Radford had 8, Clazindo had 7, Sanders with 13. And we'll talk a little bit about the 13 points that Sanders had. Skaggs with 5, and Brewer had 1. For Liberty, leading all scorers, Parker Toon, 26, Alex Toon, 9, Gavin Reese, 3, Landon Hines, 3, Drayton Wells with 7. Bunker outscored Liberty in the first, 11-9. Liberty outscored Bunker in the second, 14-10. It was 12-12 in the third quarter, but in the fourth, Bunker outscores Liberty 20-7. And a lot of that was, you know, well, two of them was at the end, meaningless.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
But still, Bunker gets the win. Congratulations to them. A good team. Turnovers, kind of lost track of that. But the thing about it, Drayton Wells picked up his fourth foul. And then the second half, especially in the fourth, what got, in my opinion, what got Bunker the win, and it's not Drayton's fault. It's nothing to do with that. But Drayton had four fouls, and Bunker took advantage of that because Sanders, they just kept pumping it in there to him.
Yeah,
and
knowing that Drayton can't play as aggressive,
right,
and stay in the ball game, so Drayton has to adjust his play, and then they just kind of
I mean, to me, that was the difference, but. You know, shots didn't fall, Alex, for Alex Toon. He was putting them up there. I mean, he was all around it. They just, some nights they fall, and some more nights they're going to fall for Alex.
Oh, yeah.
But he did get going in the second half. But you know, and again, Liberty playing a little shorthanded. Braden Mays not out there tonight. So, you know, we hope for a speedy recovery there. But good game.
Yeah, it's a good game. I mean, it's all you could ask for.
I mean, you can feel it in the gym. You can the atmosphere.
You get in there in the last 2 minutes, and it's a one-possession ball game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Against a state-ranked team. So, I mean, you know, we pushed them probably harder than they've been pushed all year.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, and we do it shorthanded and in foul trouble.
Yes. You know, I mean, there's still a lot to learn about this Liberty team. You know, it's very early in the season, but, you know, they're off to a really good start. We'll know more. You know, there's some other tough opponents, Liberty Tournament. You know, you got Hartville. You've got
Bakersfield,
Neelyville, Eminence, the Christian school out of Nixa. Don't know anything about them.
Yeah, I don't know anything.
They didn't make the seedings. I'm not sure, you know, what they've got or what their abilities are. But, again, you know, it's going to be a tough tournament. And then, you know, you roll right out of that into the Cabo Holiday Tournament. So Liberty, in less than in 2 weeks, Liberty could play, you know, 8 games.
Yeah. Yeah, it's gonna get pretty interesting the next 2 weeks, and we'll see just kind of how deep this bench, you know, how deep Coach Harrell wants to go.
Well, I think that's the one thing. The one alarm concerning thing for me is, you know, Liberty's going to have to create some depth. You know, I mean, but you don't want to bring a kid up and then they just sit on the bench.
Right.
You know, they
Oh, yeah. I mean, and you know, that the little playing time that those freshmen got tonight, that's huge. I mean, it's not just playing time. It's the situational playing time. I mean, they're in the dogfight. You know, they're not coming in a blowout game. They're coming in and having to play.
Well, and you know, I mean, you got to taste games like, you know, I mean, when you got a matchup, you know, back – I like say in the day, you know, Alton was loaded, you know, Willow, Licking. There were so many good teams that you got to be a part of against and just, you know, the gym is packed. And you know, and everybody in the gym knows both these teams are good.
Yeah. And
it's going to be a fight.
And every possession counts. I mean, even in the first half, you know, it's a 23-21 ball game.
Yeah.
And every possession counts. You have to capitalize on every possession that you can capitalize on.
Yeah.
In these type of games.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but what it does for the program and the players, you know, I mean, you tasted stuff like this. Now, you know, you almost have to absorb the mentality. It's like, okay, you know, we got to buckle down.
Yeah.
You know, we got to work a little harder at this. We got to work a little harder at that, you know.
And the next time we come into one of these games, it's like, all right, we've been here before.
Yeah. I mean, this, by far, to this point of the season, this is the best team we've faced. And they showed we can do this. And, again, they were shorthanded.
Yeah.
So, you know, if Liberty would have been at full strength, would have it been any different?
Right.
We'll never know, but it wouldn't have hurt.
Yeah.
You know, because – that's another shooter.
Yep.
It's another long body. It's just there's a lot that goes into it. But it was a lot of fun tonight. It's just a bummer we come up short 54-48. But, again, it was a lot closer ball game than that. Bunker gets the win. They move to 7-0. Liberty now falls to 3-1. Monday night, the Liberty tournament, we'll have 2 games. 7 and 8:30. The Liberty Eagles will play Tuesday night at 8:30, but we'll have both games. So it'll be 2 games Monday, 2 games Tuesday, 2 games Thursday, 2 games Friday. And then there's a little bit of a break. We'll play again, you know, on the 26th, and that'll be in the Cabo Holiday Tournament. And
we got the 2 seed.
got the two seed in that. Norwood got the
Norwood
one seed. Liberty won the Cabo Holiday Tournament last year, and that was a big signature win for Coach Harrell. It was just a big win for Liberty basketball because they hadn't had anything like that in a long time. And, you know, some of the seniors that graduated, you know, they had never won a tournament.
Never won a tournament.
Yeah.
And they won a bunch of ball games, scored a bunch of points, and just could not break over that championship hump.
Right. And that's something that kind of, when you win that first tournament, you go into the next one going, we can win this one too,
yeah.
You know, and we can win that and so on and so forth. And, it just kind of snowballs from there. Well, for Ricky Smith with the video, good job. Appreciate that. Tyler Chowning, I'm Gary Lee. God bless. Good night. And remember, the Mountain View Christmas Parade is 6 p.m. tomorrow night. And that'll be live video streamed as well. But we'll see you next week for a whole bunch of basketball on the Fox 96.9.
Liberty Eagles basketball on the Fox 96.9. Brought to you by Able Insurance, the Bank of Birchtree, a branch of the Alton Bank, Anchor Convenience Store, Bailey Chevrolet Pontiac and GMC, Current Incorporated, Greg's Body Shop, Park City Mountain View Auto Parts, the Ozark Trading Post, Ozarks Healthcare, Shelter Insurance, Andrea McNew, Simmons Bank, Southwest Baptist University Mountain View, State Farm Insurance, Justin Shelby, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick and GMC, USA Mortgage, Teresa Gelkin in Mountain View, and the West Plains.